Next up, we have a video presentation from the Blood Venture series. Tonight's episode is called The Season of the Thirst. We watch together with Allah Salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
Assalamu alaykum ya Abu Abdullah. Blood Venture. The Season of Thirst. Ali ibn Tan al-Muharibi said, "That day I was with Hur, and I came last of all. When Hussein noticed how thirsty I and my horse were, he told me, 'Lay Rawiya down.' I laid her down, upon which he said, 'Drink.' No matter how much I tried to drink, the water ran out. Hussein said, 'Flip the water flask.' I didn't know how to, so he stood up and flipped it himself. I drank the water and quenched the thirst of the horse." Hussein had quenched the thirst of a soldier from the forces of Umar ibn Sa'd. During noon on the 10th of Muharram in the desert of Karbala, Hussein, peace be upon him, had shouted out asking, "Is there anyone left to exile the enemy from the sanctuary of the Messenger? Is there any worshipper of God left who fears God and comes to our aid? Is there any helper left to come to our aid for the sake of goodness?" The women started crying out loud. Hussein turned back and heard his little child cry out for thirst. He was an infant. Hussein reached for him and said, "O people, if you do not have any mercy on me, then at least show mercy on this infant." Harmala shot an arrow which hit him in the throat and split it up from one ear to the other. Hussein cried and said, "O God, have mercy upon us, as we were invited by these people to be supported by them, and now they just killed us." With two hands under the throat of his infant, he gathered the spilling blood and threw it towards the heavens. The realities of the incident of Ashura mustn't be played with by adding superstitions here and there as one wills, and doing unintellectual things in the name of mourning. It mustn't be like this. This isn't supporting Imam Hussein. When we have said a thing or two in protest against knife beating, some have raised their voices that this isn't mourning for Imam Hussein and it mustn't be protested against. This isn't a protest against the mourning. It is against damaging it. Mourning for Imam Hussein shouldn't be damaged. The Husseini pulpit and gathering is the place for expressing realities of the religion, which are the Husseini realities. It is Hussein with whom the whole world is madly in love with. He is like a candlelight to which all the souls are butterflies.